Providing access to Royal Columbian Hospital and along major roads is the top priority for snow removal on New West roads. The City of New Westminster's snow response plan maps out the snow clearing priorities and targeted response times. Priority 1 within 24 hours after the end of a snowfall. Priority 2 within 48 hours after the end of a snowfall. Priority 3 within 24 hours after Priority 2 routes are complete. And Priority 4 within 24 hours after Priority 3 route are complete. Priority 1 is focused on the main networks throughout city and to our core services. So, the hospital, in and out of the city going towards our bridges, said Gabe Bellevaux, the city's manager of engineering operations. As we progress into Priority 2, we focus more on connector networks, around schools and our steeper hills. The City of New Westminster's website has maps showing its snow response priorities for the east side of the city, Midtown and the west side of the city. The priority is always emergency routes and major thoroughfares, said Mayor Patrick Johnston. I appreciate folks are being extra cautious at this time, not driving unless they have proper equipment and a real need to travel by car. Priority 1 routes in New Westminster include 6th, 8th and 10th Avenues, 6th and 8th Streets, Royal Avenue, McBride Boulevard, Columbia, East Columbia Street, Front Street, Quayside Drive, McInnes Overpass, Cumberland Street, Brunette Avenue, Richmond Street, 20th and 23rd Streets and Stewartson Way. Priority 1 routes in Queensboro are UN Avenue, Duncan Street, Boyd Street and Derwent Way. The city's maps also show routes in the city that are cleared by Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure. These include Highway 91A, Marine Way, portions of Stewartson Way, and the Queensboro and Patullo Bridges. In 2017, city staff reviewed New Westminster's snow and ice response and recommended some change to the 2009 plan. The updated plan, created in response to the previous year's significant snowfall, moved from a two-priority system to a four-priority plan seeking to provide the most efficient and effective method of deploying the city's resources in an effort to keep the New Westminster safe. Asterisk Priority 1. Arterial streets, roads providing major access for emergency vehicles and primary care facilities, and major roads with steep hills. At least two lanes will be plowed, salted and sanded as needed during the snowfall and cleared within 24 hours after the end of snowfall. Asterisk Priority 2. Major collectors, bus routes and rapid transit stations, schools along steep hills and arterial bike routes. At least two lanes will be plowed, salted and sanded as needed, within 48 hours after the end of snowfall. Asterisk Priority 3. Neighborhood collectors, major civic facilities and schools in flat areas. These routes will be done within 24 hours after Priority 2 routes are complete. Asterisk Priority 4. Local routes, only access lanes for vehicles and solid waste collection. These will be done within 24 hours after Priority 3 routes are complete. In 2018, Council received a staff update on the city's snow and ice response preparations. At that time, Council also passed a motion directing staff to continue to work on developing a snow response plan that prioritizes pedestrian safety and addresses the concerns raised by the city's advisory committee for transit, bicycles and pedestrians. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter at @theresamcmanus. Email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.